Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome.
Patty Andrews of the Andrews Sisters was born on this date in 1918. The singing trio was one of the most popular American musical acts of the 1940s. As teenagers, the Andrews Sisters formed a singing act and began performing in vaudeville revues throughout the Midwest. Their singing was initially influenced by the Dixieland style of the Boswell Sisters of New Orleans, but they soon expanded their repertoire to include a wide range of current song types. Patty Andrews, a soprano, was lead singer for the trio, Maxine sang second soprano, and Laverne took the lowest line. Although they were fired soon after their first night on the program Saturday Night Swing Club in 1937, they were signed to a recording contract by a Decca Records executive who had heard the broadcast. During their first weeks with the label, the sisters made the rather idiosyncratic choice to record a jazz-influenced rendition of a Yiddish song. The recording was released after Christmas of 1937. By New Year's Eve, it had become the most popular song on New York radio stations, and it went on to become the first million-selling record by a female singing group. The Andrews Sisters' fame peaked during World War II. Nicknamed America's Wartime Sweethearts, they became great favorites of American troops overseas performing in USO shows. They also appeared in a number of films, and the recorded performances were heard in the soundtracks of various movies. Offstage, the sisters' well-publicized feuds kept them in the gossip pages. Though their fame declined in the post-war years, their act remained popular into the 1960s. Stricken with cancer, Laverne retired from the act in 1966 and died the following year. Patty and Maxine reclaimed some success when they starred in the Broadway musical Over Here, which ran for 10 months in 1974 to 1975. Following Maxine's death in 1995, Patty continued to perform, sometimes as a featured vocalist, with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. It was an appropriate coda to her career, as the Andrews Sisters and the Miller Orchestra had embodied America's musical tastes during the World War II years. Bob Riley died in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, on this date in 1994. Riley was a politician and educator who overcame debilitating World War II injuries to serve with distinction in both arenas. His career in state and local politics spanned 4 decades and culminated in 2 terms as lieutenant governor and 11 days as governor. He taught social sciences at Little Rock University, now the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, and Ouachita Baptist University. On this date in 1948, NBC TV aired its first nightly newscast, the Camel Newsreel Theater, which consisted of Fox Movietone newsreels. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.